Hi, everyone, and welcome to Create Data. My name is Adi Polak, and I specialize in distributed data and distributed machine learning. Create Data is kicking off a week of celebrations of everything related to data. A lot of session work carefully crafted just for you so you can skill up and learn everything you need to know about data technologies. And today you're going to go through an illuminating journey of skilling up, learning, and engaging. Before we're going to start, I would like you to first go into the Kahoot. So scan the barcode now. Right. So after you're scanning the barcode, you're going to get into a screen where you have to put your PIN code in. So let me share the PIN code with you so you know what to do. I'm going to open it now for you. Awesome, so you're going to see now the Kahoot PIN that you need to put in. And this is going to be the first Kahoot game that you're going to participate in. So please go to the kahoot.it website. We're going to drop it in the chat as well for you. And put the PIN in. Awesome. Let's play with the music a little bit. What about 80s vibe? Are you vibing 80s? Yes, more people joining. What about 8-bit music? Awesome, let's start our game. Are you ready? Create Data, getting to know you. First question. Share in the chat, we want to learn more about you. So write us in the comments, what do you do and why are you here for Create Data? Next question, we want to know where you're from. Please share. Wow. Interesting output. All right, next we have a short poll. What role do you hold? Let's play with the music a little bit. Ooh, we see a lot of data scientists, software engineer, and superheroes in the audience. This is amazing. All right, no data analysts, good to know. Next one. Is this your first Microsoft Create event? Be honest. Wow, many are already used to it. That's fantastic. Exciting. All right, so 25 people say no and 18 people say yes. All right, what do you want to get out of this event today? distributed data, Spark, Apache Kafka, Cassandra. What are you expecting? Magic! Love it! Yes! You're all awesome. All right. Thank you. Thank you. You were all dead amazing. All right. Let me stop share this screen so we can go back to our original screen. All right, so what do we have today? We have 15 speakers. We have 6 different dialogues. We have one huge, great panel. They're going to talk about data for good. And we also have a workshop and totally 3 hours of insight. So this journey is going to be fantastic. I do recommend to follow up the conversation using our MS Create hashtag in Twitter. And also follow us. I mean, if you're interested to learn more about the Create series, definitely go ahead and follow us there. And we hear you. During the last sessions, we noticed that you like to cook and drink interesting drinks, especially during our Create series. So definitely go ahead and do that. And we also prepared a food recipe website just for you, so you can prepare the best toast in the world, or the most easiest to make shakshuka. Yes, shakshuka are not so hard to make. And I carefully crafted a site for you so you can know how to prepare your own shakshuka. So definitely go do that and share it with us. And we, of course, always think about the kids as well. So we created a kids activity pack for you. So you can go scan the barcode and download the kid pack. And it's okay if you don't have a printer, because we also have a digital version for that as well. So you can go and have fun and also share it with your kids. Office hours. After every session, we're going to have office hours. We are encouraging you to ask questions. Asking questions is one of our best ways to skill up and learn new technologies and learn more about from other people as well. So go ask questions during office hours, during the chat, and please remember to be kind and listen to the code of conduct. Today, we're giving away 3 different and unique badges based on blockchain. So you will have to play in our games and join our session and doing all the engagement fun stuff to win a unique and rare blockchain badges. The first fun engagement is quoting. Post up your favorite quote about everything related to data. Use the MS Create hashtag and you will be in to win one of our badges. So this is our first exciting way for you to share your knowledge and also share fun quotes. And you can also quote our speakers. We have some amazing speakers, and go ahead and quote them as well. And of course, we want to thank the community, everyone who's putting together a view party, everyone who's joining us from remote, from everywhere in the world. Thank you so much. You're all awesome, and we really appreciate it, all the work that you do. Please adhere to the code of conduct. We have multiple people monitoring the chat carefully. Please be polite and kind to other people. Do ask questions, but make sure you're asking it in a way where the speakers and the moderators can help you. So please be nice, engage, and also keep our community safe, right? All right, I'm super excited for our keynote today. And for our keynote, I would like to first invite Heather Newman. She's a principal program manager here at Microsoft. Hi, Heather.
Hey, hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fun fact about Heather, she used to own a theater.
That is true. Yes, I did theater in Seattle in the fringe scene in the early 2000s. So yeah, I was a theater major back at UW. So had a theater company for a while. It was great.
Wow, that's incredible. Such a journey.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, technology and theater go hand in hand. It's all about the show. So
true. All right, awesome. And I would like to invite Arun Ulek to join us as well, CVP at Power BI. Hi, Arun.
Hello, good morning. Good evening. I'm really excited to be here.
We're super excited to have you. And you might get a glimpse of his 2-year-old, that guy jump there in the background. So please keep your eyes on it as well. All right, and Arun is going to share with us how to drive data culture in the world of remote everything, right?
Absolutely.
Amazing. And I would like to invite Nitya, who's going to do the sketch noting for us. Hi, Nitya.
Oh, yay. Wow.
This is beautiful. Wow. All right. This is a fantastic way to kick off our session. All right, Heather, Arun, the stage is yours. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone, to the keynote. Again, my name is Heather Newman. I'm Principal PM Manager and lead for our Power Platform Community Success Team here at Microsoft. So we'd love to have you join into our community. You probably are already in there, but if not, it is aka.ms/WAC Power Platform Community. I'm thrilled to be here with Arun. Arun, will you introduce yourself and tell everybody a little about yourself as well?
Yes, absolutely, Heather. So I'm Arun Ulag. I've been with Microsoft a really long time, 17 years. I absolutely love working with data. I lead the business intelligence platform team here at Microsoft. That's Power BI, that's analysis services, that's reporting services, all the BI platform stuff that you guys know and love.
That's awesome. I love this topic, doing more with data while we're remote. Arun, tell us a little bit about the vision for Power BI for right now.
Yeah, happy to, Heather. So let me just start with what's going on in the world right now. You know, if you guys can see my screen, COVID really has changed everything and created a massive sense of urgency. Customers have had to adapt at a pace that they've never had to before, and it's critical not just for their competitive advantage, but more often than not, it's critical for their survival. Satya said it really well when he said we've seen 2 years of digital transformation in just 2 months. Organizations who are skeptical of the cloud are all in. Customers who are already on a path to the cloud accelerated significantly, and everything changed at once. Individuals have had to adapt. They're working digitally. They've had to work independently. Teamwork and collaboration has become all digital, and every organization has become a remote organization. And really, there is no going back. So in this world, the way we share and collaborate with data has really needs to change as well. And, this is kind of how we think about empowering a data culture. And that's really what we want to do with Power BI, really help every individual make sure that they have all the insights so that they can make every decision with data. Empower teams so that they can work on their common and collective goals together. And empower organizations so that everyone can be trusted to make decisions with data that comes from a source in which people have a lot of confidence. So this is how we think about, helping our customers drive a data culture, help everyone with every decision at any scale.
Wow, super cool, Arun. How's Power BI doing? Give us an update.
Power BI has been on a tear. So it's been about a little over 5 years since we launched Power BI. What you see on the right-hand side is the actual monthly active usage chart for the users who use Power BI. And as you can see, it's on a tear. It continues to grow exponentially. This is the fifth year of paid triple-digit growth. We have over 250,000 organizations using Power BI around the world. Pretty much any country you can name, you will find Power BI, Power BI over there. And what's also exciting for me personally is the community that has grown around Power BI. So today we have over 1.4 million members and 300 plus user groups pretty much in most cities around the world. And what's really exciting is that the community loves to participate in the evolution of the product. So believe it or not, we have 23,000 ideas on ideas.powerbi.com that the community wants us to go build, and 100,000 people have voted 500,000 times. And boy, have we been busy. We continue to release capabilities every single week in the Power BI service and every month with Power BI Desktop. And we have been doing this for over 5 years. So if you just look at the last 12-month window, this is just some of the capabilities that we released in the first 6 months of the last 12-month window. You can see the pace of innovation. And if you look at the next 6 months, the 6 months that we just completed, again, the pace of innovation is just really crazy. So we pay a ton of attention to our customers. We really care about what they ask us to go build. And then we ship new capabilities every week and every month at a velocity that literally the industry has never seen before. Which is why when Gartner came out with their latest Magic Quadrant in February this year, they had Microsoft Power BI as the clear leader in both axes. Forrester, when they published their Forrester Wave for BI last year, again, that they had Microsoft Power BI as the clear leader in both axes. And, you know, to today, over 97% of the Fortune 500 use Power BI in some way, shape, or form. So in many cases, it's hundreds of thousands of users or tens of thousands of users. In some cases, Power BI is already growing in a few departments, and they probably don't even know it yet.
Wow, this is so exciting. Those numbers are awesome. So Arun, will you tell us where you're going next and what you're investing in?
Sure. When we think about, let me go back to what I talked about first, which is how we focus on empowering every individual, every team, and every organization to help them drive a data culture. So let's start with how we empower every individual. And here, the core of Power BI, the beating heart of Power BI, is really how we provide amazing data experiences. And here, we really just focus on two things. One, I would say, what we refer to as PowerPoint for data. We're really trying to make sure that we empower a billion users of Office to be able to use Power BI. And for that, we need to make Power BI really, really simple to learn and really, really simple to use. And that's kind of what we refer to as PowerPoint for data. That means that we really try to make sure that we follow the experiences that people know and love in PowerPoint and in Excel. So if you look at this particular example, it looks and feels like a PowerPoint slide because it's intended to be that way. The way theming works in Power BI is the way theming works in PowerPoint. The way grouping works in Power BI is the way grouping works in PowerPoint. Conditional formatting in Power BI is the way conditional formatting works in Excel. Get data experience in Power BI is the get data experience in Excel. That's why people feel so comfortable as they come in and experience Power BI for the first time. But it's not just about making Power BI easy to use, it's also incredibly powerful. And this is where we have invested in a ton of AI capabilities over the last few years. And we have a bit of an unfair advantage because Microsoft Research has over 5,000 researchers really doing state-of-the-art artwork in AI. And Power BI, everything from full R and Python integration to the ability to build machine learning models using automated machine learning with just a point-and-click experience, or to be able to analyze unstructured text and images just directly in Power BI with just, again, point and click experiences, or to be able to use AI-based visuals to understand what drives a specific outcome, et cetera. All of these capabilities are just built into Power BI. So that's how we empower every single individual. The second area we're investing in is how do we empower every team? And here we're really focused on three things, making sure that we can collaborate with Power BI, making sure Power BI is built into your productivity experiences in Office, and then built, and then how you can go from insight to action using the other members of the Power platform. So let me just show you a couple of quick examples. Power BI now has an app that basically brings Power BI directly to Teams. So what most of us are working with Teams today, and here Power BI is just on the left navigation. It's just a click away, and you can bring your reports, your dashboards, your entire Power BI experience directly into Teams so that it becomes a seamless part of the way you collaborate. The second area is productivity, and here you can see how Power BI integrates just into Excel. Excel by far is the world's most popular tool for working with data. And here you can see that, I can just pick a table of data in Excel, and then I can bind it dynamically to a Power BI data set. And I can just seamlessly pull in data from Power BI and all the goodness of Power BI, role level security, permissions-based access, the ability to apply Microsoft Information Protection labels, all of that flows into Excel. No other BI tool has this level of capability where you just have native integration into Excel. And the last one is really how we work with the Power Platform. With Power Apps lets you build applications very, very quickly that run on any mobile device. Power Automate lets you automate business processes. All of the Power Platform lets you build entire systems in hours and days versus weeks and months. And this really has become very critical, especially in a world in which people are working remotely and they've had to adapt and change their business processes very, very quickly. So that's the second area we're investing in, which is how we empower every single team. And the third area of investment for us is what we refer to as modern enterprise BI. It's like, how do we help the world's largest organizations scale, manage, and govern Power BI? And here we have a host of capabilities as well. Capabilities around trust and compliance, capabilities around how you manage information quality, how do you secure your data, how do you drive adoption, capabilities that really help you scale Power BI to meet the most demanding enterprise needs, full enterprise-grade semantic models, the ability to do pixel-perfect paginated reporting based on the same technology that we use in SQL Server reporting services, the ability to accelerate performance. All of these capabilities are just built into Power BI.
Wow. I'm like, right on, Arun, from the individual to everybody to organizations. This is so exciting. I love it. I know we had a big announcement last week. Azure Synapse went general availability. And I know you're doing tons of work with the Power BI teams, doing tons of work with the Azure team. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's a super exciting combination. That would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So Azure Synapse Analytics is the next generation of our Azure SQL Data Warehouse. So it's Microsoft's data platform that allows you to seamlessly analyze structured data, unstructured data. It has Azure Machine Learning built in. It allows you to ingest data with Azure Data Factory. And we've really worked very closely with the Azure Synapse Analytics team, and we've made sure that Power BI is just built into Synapse Studio. So what you're seeing on this screen is the Azure Synapse Studio. You can see all the assets on the left-hand side, and you can see that right here, where I can see my data warehouse assets, et cetera, I can go ahead and build my Power BI report. So Power BI is just natively integrated into Azure Synapse Analytics, which is awesome because between Power BI and Synapse, there really is no limits. You can analyze petabytes of data with really very, very fast performance. So we're very excited about the public, the general availability announcement last week. We had an awesome event with Satya and Amy Hood and Rohan, present Azure Synapse Analytics to the world. So that's what we announced last week. Really, really excited about that. What's coming up over the next, H1 of next calendar year is something called the Performance Accelerator. And I think this is going to be radical for the BI and data warehousing industry. What we're doing here is that between Power BI and Synapse, we are building a self-learning, self-tuning system that automatically optimizes Synapse performance based upon the queries that come in from Power BI. And so what we've done is we've shipped a machine learning model that runs inside of Synapse, and it watches the queries that are coming in from Power BI, and then it makes decisions on how it can speed up those queries by creating materialized views. So it decides on a set of materialized views that essentially pre-compute the anticipated queries coming from Power BI, and because these are pre-computed and continuously updated, it radically improves the performance of customers who are using Power BI plus Synapse. So this is in private preview right now. We have a bunch of customers using it. They're seeing really, really dramatic performance improvements as they use Power BI and Synapse together. This will go to public preview in H1 next year. We're super excited about it. We really, what used to take months and months of work for a data warehousing engineer to go, manually understand the telemetry and tune it is now completely automated and is continuously updated through a machine learning model.
That's so cool. I love the change to the velocity, right? Oh, so exciting. So folks, take a snap of that and ask your account team about the preview. And Arun, I know you have a demo. So let us see the good stuff. Bring it. Yep.
Absolutely, Heather. So one of the companies you're working very closely with is Grab. They're a ride-sharing company that's headquartered out of Singapore. They have a very large presence in Southeast Asia. They use Power BI plus Synapse. The demo I'm going to show you shows you the performance accelerator, but we do a ton of other work with Grab, including real-time analytics. So let me show you what they're doing.
Cool.
Gonna share my screen with you guys.
Yeah.
Grab is a multinational ride-hailing company headquartered in Queenstown, Singapore. And the success and efficiency of Grab's transportation service depends on optimizing their logistics. Their analytics team uses the following dashboard to study and analyze trip data and derive business-critical insights. This Power BI report operates over several billion rows of data. And to remain productive, their analysts need to be able to open and refresh this report in under 5 seconds. But given the volume of new data generated daily, they're currently not meeting this SLA, with the dashboard taking over 17 seconds to load. To alleviate this issue, we recommend the use of Power BI Performance Accelerator for Azure Synapse. The Performance Accelerator looks at queries coming from Power BI and intelligently optimizes Synapse to get the best possible performance, saving their data engineers months of manual tuning work. Before enabling this feature, let's look at a query plan for one of the queries coming down from Power BI. As you can see, this query scans 8 billion rows from the following tables to gather the right information. And as Grab's data grows, the time taken to scan all of this data will increase too, resulting in even longer refresh times for the Power BI dashboard. The performance accelerator for Synapse can be enabled from the Synapse Studio on a per database level with just a few clicks. Users can define their desired storage allocation and their maintenance schedule time. Depending on the volume of data and the associated query patterns coming from Power BI, the creation of these materialized views can last for a few minutes or a bit longer. However, this is only a one-time cost. The materialized views only need to be created once and are then continually optimized as Power BI usage grows. The Performance Accelerator has now generated a set of materialized views that are specifically created for the associated Power BI query patterns. To determine the effect of these changes, let us once again look at the Power BI query and view the pertinent query plan. As you can see, the query now retrieves data from the materialized view as opposed to the underlying data table, and the number of rows scanned has dropped from 8 billion down to only 4.6 million. And this reduction in the volume of data scanned should result in a faster dashboard refresh time. To confirm this, let's refresh the visuals in the Power BI dashboard. As you can see, the refresh time has decreased from 17.7 seconds down to just 3 seconds. As you can see, the unique integration between Azure Synapse and Power BI has allowed Grab to significantly improve their dashboard refresh times with no manual tuning required, a powerful differentiator not available on any other platform.
Wow. Wow. That is lickety split, as they say. Rude, that's awesome. And so it's always so great to see our customers using our products, obviously. So thank you for showing that demo. It's great to see how we've got data engineering, machine learning, and BI all together doing great things. Erwin, thank you for your time today. Any last words for our awesome audience here today for Create Data?
Well, I'm just so excited that you're taking the time to spend with us today. So I know we have an awesome set of sessions. So thank you so much for joining me. And I'm really excited about all the other sessions that you're going to attend as well. Have a really good Create Data session.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, everybody. And Adi, are you coming back?
Where is she?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. It was fantastic. Thank you, Arun, Heather, and Nitya. Wow, Nitya, this artwork is amazing. I hope everyone knows they should go into your Twitter handle, and this is where they can find it. All right, so thank you so much for educating us. We prepared a lot of resources for you, so if you want to jump in and learn more about the connection between Synapse and Power BI and the MS Learn path that we created, and also there is an office hours under dev.2 where you can go and ask our speakers questions, and they'll be there to help you and help you build things with Power BI and Synapse. Awesome. Thank you so much, Arun, Heather, and Nitya. It was lovely to have you with us.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the session. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.